Okay, let's just jump right in. You've heard the saying, right? A butterfly flaps its wings and boom, halfway across the world, a storm brews. It's this incredible idea, and it really gets you thinking about some of the biggest questions out there. I mean, are we really in control? Is our life story already written down somewhere? Or is everything just random chaos? And that's the big question, isn't it? Is that just a pretty metaphor, or is there some real truth to it? Well, that's exactly what we're going to unpack today. Because the answer, it shows this amazing link between the tiniest, most insignificant moments and, the entire direction of your life. So, to really get a grip on this, we've got to go back to where it all started. See, the butterfly effect isn't just some nice philosophical thought. Nope, it's a real, core concept from a field of science that pretty much turned our understanding of the world upside down. I'm talking about chaos theory. And the crazy part is, this whole thing was basically discovered by accident. Picture this, it's the 1960s, and there's this meteorologist, Edward Lorenz, working on weather simulations. He decides to rerun one of his models, right? But to save a little time, he just rounds off a number. We're talking a minuscule fraction, something you think wouldn't matter at all. But what happened? The new forecast was wildly different, completely unrecognizable. And that was his aha moment. He realized that in really complex systems, like our weather, the tiniest changes in the beginning can lead to huge, totally unpredictable results down the line. And just like that, chaos theory was born. So here's the key takeaway. The butterfly effect is really all about this one principle. A tiny cause can have a gigantic effect. It's not literally about one butterfly causing one tornado. It's more about the idea that the universe is this incredibly interconnected web. And because of that, all these little random events are constantly changing what the future looks like in massive ways. Okay, so that's the science, and it's super interesting for sure. But what does it actually mean for you and me, you know, in our everyday lives? How does all this high-level math and theory show up in our jobs, our friendships, our own life stories? Let's bring this home and make it personal. I want you to think about this scenario. Imagine you're rushing to the station and you miss your train by like 5 seconds. So frustrating, right? But then on the very next train, you end up sitting next to a complete stranger. You start talking, and that person, that stranger, goes on to become your best friend, or your business partner, or maybe even the person you spend the rest of your life with. Think about that. A tiny 5-second delay, a little flutter of a butterfly's wings, just completely changed the entire trajectory of your life. That's the butterfly effect playing out right in front of us. And this right here is where it starts to get really deep. I mean, if our lives can be totally upended by these tiny, random moments, what does that say about things like fate or destiny? If everything is so unpredictable, how can we believe that anything is meant to be? So this really sets up a clash between two huge ideas. You've got one camp that believes in a fixed script, the idea that your life is basically a movie and every single scene is already written out. But then you have what chaos theory points to, which is more of an emergent pattern. Your life isn't set in stone. Instead, its general shape, its overall direction, just kind of emerges from this massive pile of tiny moments and all the choices you make. I really love this way of thinking about it. Picture your life, but as a river, right? A big storm could change its path for a bit. It might have to split to go around a huge rock, or maybe it joins up with another little stream. The exact route it takes is chaotic, totally unpredictable. But the general direction, that slow and steady flow towards the ocean, that stays the same. So maybe destiny isn't about the specific twists and turns, but about that big ocean we're all heading for. Or here's another way to visualize it that's just as powerful. Your life isn't a single straight road. It's more like a tree with an infinite number of branches. Every single choice you make, and I mean everything, from what you decide to eat for breakfast to who you fall in love with, that choice creates a brand new branch, a whole new potential future. So your destiny isn't just one of those branches. It's the whole beautiful, messy, unique tree that you yourself are growing. Okay, so this all leads us to a really fundamental question. In this, you know, this giant, chaotic dance of cause and effect, where do we actually fit in? Do the choices we make really matter, or are we just passengers on this crazy ride? And that, my friends, brings us to the massive, age-old debate about free will. I mean, this is the kind of stuff philosophers have been arguing about for centuries. Think about it. If every choice you make is shaped by your genetics, your childhood, the article you just scrolled past on your phone, can you really say that choice was ever 100% free? All right, let's look at the two big arguments here. On one side, you have the argument against free will. It basically says we're just the result of a long, unbroken chain of causes and effects. But then, the argument for free will actually uses the butterfly effect as its star witness. It says, hey, look, because our small actions can have these massive consequences, that means our conscious choices are the most powerful things we've got. In a way, our choices are the butterflies that can change everything. So, is there a way to make these two ideas work together? Well, a lot of people think so. There's this concept called compatibilism, and it's kind of the middle ground. It says, look, yes, there are absolutely huge forces way outside our control. You can call that fate or destiny, whatever. But our free will, that's about how we choose to react, how we decide to act inside that larger system. We might not control the current of the river, but we sure can try to steer our own boat.
And honestly, that is such an empowering way to look at it. Free will isn't about having this magical, absolute freedom to do anything we want. It's about how we navigate the chaotic currents of life that we're already in. It's the conscious choice to be kind when it's hard, the choice to take a small chance on a new idea, the choice to just check in on a friend. That is where our real power is.
So when you boil it all down, the butterfly effect really leaves us with these two huge truths that almost sound like they contradict each other. First, life is way, way more unpredictable and chaotic than we can possibly wrap our heads around. And second, it's because of that very chaos that our smallest, most deliberate actions have an almost unbelievable amount of power.
Just let that sink in for a second. Every single small choice you make today, every kind word you say, every little bit of help you offer someone, it doesn't just vanish. It sends ripples out into this massively complex system we call the world. You might not literally start a tornado, but you could absolutely change the course of someone's life. You could be the butterfly.
And that really leaves us with one last crucial question. Now that you know this, now that you know your smallest choices have this incredible power, and that you're a vital part of this beautiful, chaotic dance, what are you going to do with that power? What ripple will you choose to create today?